Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, as Pride Month comes to a close this week, many in the Metroplex and around the nation in the LGBTQ community have celebrated, including one North Texas beauty brand CEO. Forbes magazine recently featured this queer and black-owned beauty business owner that began just 1 year ago right here in the DFW. Founder Jazzy Baptiste is on the KRLD Newsline. And Jazzy, this is actually your second business that you've created. How did you get into makeup?
I've always wanted to be in beauty because I'm a makeup artist. I've always wanted my own makeup line. So I just started one day, Baptiste Beauty. I first had makeup tools, so now I have, like, lip lacquers, and they were designed for women in color in mind. So they're all flattering tones, all different colors, nudes, bright colors. So that's how I started Baptiste Beauty.
And you were recently featured in a Forbes article about queer and black entrepreneurs. How do you identify yourself, and how has that been important to your brand?
I recognize myself as being queer and gender nonconforming, so I don't conform to any particular gender. And I think that's important to me in particular because growing up, I grew up in the 90s, so I didn't really see a lot of black queer people who are in the forefront, like doing their own thing, having their own business. So I feel like it's important to me to share those images because I'm from a marginalized community. So those people who probably identify as that don't see those images, they don't have access to those images. So it's very important to me that I be that image and that message for that person because I feel like it's going to really help them and motivate them to strive whatever they want to strive for.
You know, just with the social climate that we're in right now, so many people reaching out to black-owned businesses to show them support. And in addition, we're in the middle of Pride Month. Can you tell me a little bit about how this has been maybe affecting your business, whether it has or hasn't? And what is the future of Baptiste Beauty?
I feel like it with it being Pride Month, that it was a really good time for them to showcase these queer-owned businesses because it's, like I said, it shows a message, and it's all been positive love. I've been reaching people. A lot of people have reached out to me wanting to support my brand and just donate to my brand because they see that what I'm trying to strive for in the future. I want to continue to grow my brand, add more beauty products, and then also, of course, I want to give back to these communities because, you know, go and talk to schools and different nonprofit organizations just to, you know, get more people involved if they want to be entrepreneurs, you know? But a lot of people don't know about queer history, especially black queer history. And I know a lot of people feel away when it comes to teaching, especially children, that. But I feel like it is a part of history. And if we want to bridge the gap and mend the community and all of us working together, either we're black, queer, whatever, then we're going to have to just communicate and share our experiences and our stories and our history. That's the only way it's going to happen because if you want us to have this unity, then you're going to have to learn, you know?
And that is, again, Jazzy Baptiste of Baptiste Beauty. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.